You're listening to the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goonie and Nemo. Is it true?
It's always the first take.
You decide.
First take.
That's right.
First take, baby.
Woo!
Hey, tape recorder. Listen to this.
Welcome to episode 404 of the True Bull Virtual Cast.
404.
Goonie and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, recorded at the Effluvient Tactical Finish, Nemo's Studios on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, Texas. Let's go with that.
Look that up. I don't even know what effluvient means.
I do. And it's a happy Tuesday. Tuesday, January 28th, 20 right. and 25. Good year. We've been doing this for, really, this is season four?
Yeah, that's
really?
Sick. Wow. That's insane. How you doing, Craig?
I'm doing great, brother. I tell you what, I'm doing better than my NFC Championship game picks. But a good matchup nonetheless.
Mine were totally blown 5 months ago.
Yeah. I had the Commanders and the Bills going just because I thought, you know, it was their time. If ever they were going to have a time, it's their time this year. But as always, Kansas City and Philly will be there again doing their thing. And I think this time Kansas City is going to get that three-peat, first time ever, that three Super Bowl championships in a row.
I guess that's okay.
Mahomes,
I mean,
I'm going to get the bottom of this.
And you hate talking to the people saying, oh, but there's an asterisk because of the cheats and this and that. It's like, man, everybody gets them.
Look at it this way. Philadelphia, they had a couple of calls that could have gone a certain way. But if you lose by 30 points, really a couple of calls here this way and that way might help with a little bit of momentum.
Sure.
But you can't recreate 30 points and say, well, this is the point where it all went down. Yeah. And with Kansas City and the Bills, Kansas City just, they were the better team. They were really, even though during the beginning of the year, the Bills seemed like they were tougher and they were handling everything.
Right.
Kansas City just kept on winning. Kept on winning, and they got that home game. And when you get the home game, there's an extra few points that are on the table, and you missed.
Plus, you get Taylor.
You missed a field goal. You went for two point conversions, and instead of driving to tie the game or to get into overtime, you were driving at the end to. You could have been driving to win the game. But instead, you were trying to tie it at the end, and then you lost it. So,
I like soccer,
right? Exactly,
and meat,
exactly. So we're gonna have a meat chewing contest today because you know why not?
Yeah. Well, before we get to the music part of the show
to
the Vic's liquor picker part of the show, looks like Goonie's already gotten to it. But I've got some trivia, trivia that. It just made you think. I mean, you could probably, if you take the time, you can probably figure it all out, but it's a cool trivia question.
Here's my thing.
The first one.
Okay.
Is how many football teams have never won a Super Bowl, been to the Super Bowl, but how many teams
have been
have
and not won?
Never won a Super Bowl?
Well, I know Buffalo, they went four times in a row and lost to the NFC, so that's one.
There are 10 of them.
Wow.
There are 10
that
teams
have made it and didn't win.
And didn't win, who don't have a ring.
Right.
And DJ Renation, he's the one that asked that question. He's over there in the sound booth right now. He's not in
that's
the studio.
Right. That's right.
But there's 10 teams, so let's write these down.
Okay, so I know Buffalo is one of them because they've been to four and they didn't win at all.
Okay, so that's one.
Carolina Panthers went and lost.
Right. Now, all of those extension teams are probably the same boat.
Well, Jaguars, they haven't made it to a Super Bowl
yet.
They
haven't
made
it or won.
They made it to the AFC Championship.
So
that's not
they don't have a ring either.
Right, right.
So Jacksonville.
I thought you said that made it to the championship, but
who do not have a ring?
Okay, the Texans are another one.
Okay, so how many do you have? Four.
That's four right there.
Okay, now there's two other teams, and they have orange helmets.
Oh, I mean the Bengals.
The Bengals and the Browns.
Right.
So how many is that now?
Six.
We got four more. Hey, Renation. Renation is coming out of the booth.
Right.
Okay, Renation, have a seat and finish this off.
Well, Seattle has made it, and they've won. The Broncos have won. Let's see here. And then we've got...
How you doing, man?
Yeah, we're doing good. DJ Renation.
What's going on, y'all? DJ Renation.
In the house.
Okay. Call out the list right
now. So we had Buffalo, Carolina, the Jags, Texans, Browns, and Bengals, who have not won a championship. So I'm trying to think of the others. Cardinals have never won one.
Cardinals and Falcons, two birds.
Cardinals and Falcons, yeah.
There's two more or one more?
Two more that we need.
Titans?
Titans have not done it yet. Okay. Yep.
I think I have the last one.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. He's gassy. Okay. Who do you have? Who do you got?
The Chargers?
Chargers have not won a Super Bowl.
I think they're on that list, too.
That's right. It would have to be the Chargers. So that's our 10 teams.
You got the Lions, right?
No, then it's more than 10.
Oh, shoot.
Hold on. We got to...
It's true.
Okay. Ziggy. Never mind. You're stupid.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, so there you have it. That's a cool little trivia
question. Those are your 11.
But Renation has an even cooler NBA.
Wow.
Or ABA.
So
trivia question.
This one I had I've known about for a little while, but which four teams in the NBA don't end with an S? So like Spurs have an S, Mavericks have an S.
Right. Wow, that's a good one. So four teams and their team does not end with their mascot is not an S.
Yeah. So like Raptors.
The Heat.
So Heat is one of them.
Okay. Yeah. And then you've got, let's see here, Raptors is not because it's got the S. Let's see here, we got Chicago Bulls, you got the Rockets, you got the Dallas Mavericks, you've got the Memphis Grizzlies, you've got New Orleans Hornets, or Charlotte Hornets, I don't even know what they are anymore. Yeah. We've got the Philadelphia 76ers.
So who do you have now, right?
You've got the New York Knicks. Yeah.
Okay.
You've got Philadelphia, they were the 76ers, you got Brooklyn. The Nets, you got the Knicks.
We'll be here all day.
It's true, but then you got your California teams. You got the Warriors. You got the Lakers. You've got Phoenix Suns. Oh, I thought
if anybody knows the answer, chime in. Send us an email or call us.
Let's see here. There's no team in Vegas. There's the freaking. Oh my gosh! Oh, the Pacers. Yeah, there's the Pacers.
You're getting there.
Wow! I'm running out. But let's see here.
So
Oklahoma Thunder.
There we go. Thunder is another one.
Yeah. So my goodness, that's so good. Ding.
Another team.
Oh,
out of Florida.
Florida. Oh my God. Oh, so two teams in Florida.
Yes.
So then we've got you got the Miami. And then you've got because there's Southern, Northern Orlando Magic.
There you
Magic.
Go.
Okay.
Oh my
okay,
gosh.
Three.
Expecto Patronum, dude.
Nah.
wow. Oh Lordy Moses. I know it's gonna be on the tip of my tongue when I hear it. I'm gonna be.
Let's hope not.
You
think
suck.
Of the mailman.
Oh my gosh, the Jazz.
There we go.
Oh my God, that guy delivered a lot. He had so many kids. Even Sean Kemp said, get off of her.
Please.
Yes. But yeah, so, oh gosh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Because you try to think, and it's like, well, everything is always S, S, S.
It has to end in an S.
Exactly, you know, but Jazz is you know, Jazzercise, baby. Yeah. That was a good one.
The Jasmine, I think, is what's the correct nomenclature.
Yeah. The Knickerbockers. Either way, it's S.
Wow.
So, you know. Wow, that was some good stuff, man. We're gonna have to do that. Add that as a segment. Off the wall trivia,
twisted trivia.
That's it.
Twerk, wind, or, and fire trivia.
Twerk, wind, and fires. But then we go into the other one with wrong answers only.
We do that all the time.
Yeah. We do that, but on purpose. You know, this time we have to do it on accident.
It was on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes it's a purpose. That's why when you trip and everything, you had an accident. It's like, yeah, you know why they call it an accident? Because if not, you know, they'd call it a purpose. I didn't do it on purpose.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ Renation, thank you very much.
There's five of them. There's the Pennsylvania porpoise. It ends with an E. It's the porpoise.
No.
Porpoise. They were in the Hobbit, you know.
No, that has nothing to do with
there was a bunch of poor pie. There were a bunch of poor pies.
The Q-pine.
The Q-pine. Q-pine. See, I tell you what, that was good. That was a nice segue out of that. But my question is going to be, since we talked about our misgivings and our bad choices. Behavior? Well, choices, behavior, whatever. Who do you have in the Super Bowl then? Who's going to do it? Is it going to be Philly? Is Hurts going to finally get it done? Or is Kansas City just going to hit count that third one?
I'm counting on Philly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Filipino. Saquon Barkley was on a freaking mission, dude. If he wanted to, he could have had 5 or 6 touchdowns. The last one that they gave to the other. He could have had that one. And but I was going to be very, when it was really close for a while, like the first half, I was like, man, if Philly doesn't make it to the Super Bowl after you kept Saquon Barkley from getting that record at the end of week 18.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't do that and then you don't get the Super Bowl either, so they made it to the Super Bowl. They've done their thing, and Saquon's like, I don't need a record.
Hey, Lombardi happens.
Hey, I once had one of those. I had a Lombardi and shingles at the same time.
That's what we both got that last Friday.
That's true. But we did have a good time at Whiskey Girls for the Cowboy Breakfast event.
Thank you so much for allowing us to play over there, guys.
Dahlia DeMore has a great place. She's got a few great places. She's got Whiskey Girls. She's got Country Nights. She's also got a sports bar. So, I mean, she took care of everybody there. We had a great time. Met a lot of folks from the Rodeo Commission, Melva.
We've got a lot of people to thank, especially on the music side. Duke.
Drew Brown. Duke ran sound for everybody the whole day. So Duke Anthony from Charlie Bravo.
Yes.
Did a great job with the sound, taking care of everybody, making sure we didn't sound bad.
And then Mario Flores started the whole thing off.
And him and Glenn have got such a great...
Glenn Mead. I gotta give a shout-out to him. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Great time, dude. We were there the whole time. Our parents...
Wicked guitar.
Josh Downs, Roland Aguita, Henry and his wife came out and supported. Bug was there.
Special. Yeah, we had some of the San Antonio Fire Department show up. We had a few people out there. It was nice, but when at the end of the day, we had a few... cameo appearances.
That's right. Bobby Jarzombek plays drums with George Strait's band, and he also plays drums sometimes with Robert Demmel.
Okay.
And so they were doing that earlier in the day, and him and Donnie Van Stavern.
And if you haven't seen Bobby Jarzombek play, go to YouTube, type his name in, and he has music back in the day when him and his brother Ronnie Jarzombek and Pete Pettis, they were in a band called Spastic Inc. Wow. And it was solely instrumental music.
I dare you
not
to listen to that.
Unbelievable. Just having a click track to this music was just amazing.
I'm still lost.
And of course, Donnie Van Stavern.
He told us that I think in March... they're going to have a Riot concert with Riot.
Yeah,
at
he's
the Tobin
a bass
Center.
Player from Riot, and they're all over the place, of course.
They're huge in Europe and in
Japan.
Asia. Yeah, so they are all over worldwide. But he said, we're coming to San Antonio, we're going to be back, and they're opening up for Saxon. Not a Saxon tribute band, but Saxon. Swords and Tequila, baby. They're going to be doing all
Swords
of their
and Tequila, Thunder Steel.
Yeah, exactly. Princess of the Night.
If you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
You're wrong.
Look up Riot.
Yeah, and look up Saxon. And they're going to be playing at Tobin together, and it's going to be an excellent night. So we told them we're going to be there. The tequila will be flowing like tequila.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you do it.
A lot.
Maybe a sword or two. But
so give them a shout out. Give them a listen, actually.
Yeah. So it was good to see them.
Yeah.
Did a shot of tequila with them guys because Donnie loves his tequila, and it was a great time. So thanks, guys, for coming and supporting and having a good time. And Drew Brown had a great his band, and Mark Stewart as well. These guys had a great set as well.
And we're hoping if Drew, if you're listening, you and your guitarist Brandon, if y'all can come up to the studio and just knock out a couple of acoustic songs, some of your newer stuff,
We'll talk shop.
Yeah, we can highlight the new music coming out, share it to your friends.
So much good stuff. And listening to them, I got to sit there and listen to one of their sets. And have some beers and just watch them. And then we had some beers after they were done. Good guys. Good down-to-earth guys. So I know on the podcast, everybody will hear, you know, some music. But you'll also hear some good backstories of who they are, how they started. That's what we like to do.
I'm looking forward to that.
Heck yeah.
These guys are just...
so many of them.
Yeah, they're settled in as a band like that.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's the thing. They've got it down musically. And they do their thing. So that's what we try to do when we're on stage. And... those guys are taking it to new levels. So
yeah, dude.
Can't wait to get them on there. You know who else can't wait to come on? The
Rustoleum?
Yes, I'm Rusty. They call me Rusty Hinges. Can I do a canción para los dos en los estereos de amigos de mío?
Whatever, you've got 3 minutes.
Okay. I once was a man all over the place. Ooh, yes, I'm still,
Okay, is that it?
I'm going to send this to all my homies, and they're going to do not the discount double check. They don't do that because that was the Rogers bastard who was never going to win again. But they got to do the other stuff.
So you're going to watch Mahomes with the Chiefs.
I was watching the Chiefs go Mahomes. And then there you go. I'm going to be playing with my homies. And they're going to, and the coach, he's a man. He looks like a walrus, pero he's kind of a hippo. Pero he's all right. And he came over the other day and he said, hey, Super Granny, you know, I'm going to bundle Ruski. Ooh, yes.
I still don't understand what that means, but do you know when the Super Bowl is?
Okay. Sunday. It's on a Sunday. It's not this Sunday because this Sunday I got to watch my chones. Pero the next Sunday, that's going to be it. I think it's February the 9th en la 11 de la tarde.
You got to wash your Super Bowls.
Yes. You want to leave my Super Bowls alone. I say my bowels, my A's and my E's and my I and U. Those are all my Super Bowls.
You're just so precious.
I am. It's so right.
And on that note,
was there?
It's time to call it already.
It's not. We don't call it dead. Who did you left this drink here? A Rebecca Creek. What is it? It says Fine Texas Whiskey. Oh, yes. It's 40%.
Yes, Super Granny. We're actually trying to get them to sponsor Virtual Country. Oh, so yes. Give me a taste and tell me what you think.
Okay. So it's 40% alcohol. So I'm going to drink 100% of it.
Okay.
Oh yes, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I'm so fancy.
You're offended?
Oh, I'm offended by the fan.
Anything that Rebecca Creek pulls out is just awesome.
Yes, hey Rebecca. I saw Rebecca at the creek the other day. She was pretty. She was all right. So back to me. So then where was I the other day, you ask?
You were inviting everybody to come out to Polecats.
You're supposed to ask me. Are you gonna go to Polecats when there's a skunk? Yes, he's a sordo, sordo.
Super Granny, we want as many people to listen to this in its entirety, so that's why we have to leave.
Well, if you would listen to me, then I don't even know why you're not listening. So anyway, so Polecats on Friday, we're going to be doing that with the boys, and they're going to do the thing, they're going to show. I used to be on the pole a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Tape Recorder and Thank Super you. Granny, if you can get Brett Mullins' band into the studio, we would love to have them on the mic. Okay. So somebody find us a number, would you please?
It's 7.
Or James, return my calls, would
7,
you? Why'd you block me?
And 11. I got a lot of numbers. I got so many numbers. Oh, do you have your Super Bowl numbers already? I'm going to win. Yeah.
Do they still do that?
Yeah, somebody came up to me and said, you want to buy some pot? And I was like, yes. And they said, give me your numbers. And I was like, all of it? I want all your pot.
Okay, just a quarter.
So then when I was done smelling it and then giving the wifty-wifties.
I know back in the day, doing the pots, I mean, that was all West Side kind of thing.
I did the pot a lot when I was younger.
And we did live in the West Side Tape Recorder. Yes. West Side Tom. Of Balcones Heights.
Yes, West Side Tom was there. He was there all the time. He had plenty of pots.
Hopefully y'all are still listening because we're back to the ending. Thank you so very much, San Antonio Fire Department, for not listening to anything that we do.
It's true. It's true. Grandma, thank you for coming.
We're going to keep on trying.
That's true. Till next time, you've been listening to episode 404 of the True Bull Virtual Cast with Goody and Nemo, brought to you by J&T Mechanical, House of Hughes, Tactical Finish, Nemosa Studios. We want to thank y'all for always sticking around till minute 17, and sometimes longer, you know, because that's what it takes. But until next time, we'll catch y'all down the road. Go Super Bowl. We'll have our pre-Super Bowl picks next week.
We'll do that.
And maybe we'll have a musical guest, and we'll get their guess on who they think is going to win and why.
I am on the bandwagon for that.
I pulled my groin jumping onto the Kansas City bandwagon.
Let's not do that.
Carolina is in the hunt
for a new coach.
Not so
much. Oh, the Cowboys have a new coach, that Schottenheimer guy. Yeah, he's a...
Did you pronounce that right?
I don't know.
Well, we'll try next season.
It's true.
Hopefully it won't be Schottenheimer.
Shots.
Okay.
Schottenheimer. That's it. He's the drinking buddy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh, yes.